Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio episode 318. Welcome to the show. The show is brought to you today by the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon. Link in the description below. I have to thank Marcus for being here tonight. Thank you, sir. If you like the show and want to watch these episodes get recorded live, check out the Patreon link in the description below. For this week's episode, I have a very special third segment for you, something that's near and dear to my heart. This week, I don't know how many of you guys live alone. I don't know how many of you live in an apartment. I don't know how many of you live with your parents or what have you. But my power stopped working a few weeks ago in my kitchen on these two outlets. And I tried everything I could think of. I tried the switches on the inside. I went to the breaker box. I flipped the breaker box around. I tried everything I could think of, and nothing happened. And actually, last week, I hosted wine and cheese night, and I couldn't fix the breaker, or I couldn't fix the thing. And I have these Christmas lights. I have them in my bedroom, but I also have them in my living room that go all over, and it adds like a nice warm ambiance to the room, right? So I wanted to have those. And I couldn't have them. I had to like finagle it. So I have the super of the building or the electrician or the handyman, whatever, come over. And it's a simple GFI switch where you press the button and it switches back on. So I tried that. That was the first thing I tried because I knew that was going to be the problem. And I couldn't tell what this dude's accent was. It sounded like some sort of like Eastern European. He sounded a little... He sounded a little Nico Bellic to me, but we were having a conversation. We're sitting there talking, and eventually he sees that in my living room, I have like another table set up by a window, and I had my laptop there, and I was getting footage for last episode. I was getting Fallout 1 footage, and I look, and he looks over, and he's like, oh, I hope I didn't interrupt your game. He's like, you playing Fallout? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I played them all. He's like, I loved them. I played Fallout 4 and I played a ton of New Vegas. He goes, those are my favorites. And I was like, yeah, man, Fallout 3 is my favorite. And I was like, hey, you want to come see The Shelf? And he's like, The Shelf? And I'm like, come in my bedroom. So I just invited some stranger into my bedroom. And I was like, hey, man, look at my shelf. And he was like, this is nice. And I was like, yeah, man, I've collected quite a bit of things and stuff and what have you. And there was just a strange man with an accent that I couldn't quite place and a name I couldn't quite pronounce. And we just sat here looking at this together. And I kind of tried my best not to like fanboy out or like super nerd out, where I was like, and you see this? This is the Fallout 3 pre-order bonus that you got in the UK. And this is the Comic-Con exclusive power armor unmasked helmet that you could get at the New York Comic-Con. And what else is on here that's kind of rare? Oh, and here's the bottle cap opener. Where's the bottle cap opener? Oh, it's not. It's in a precarious location. Here's the bottle cap opener that I've only ever seen one other, and it was being sold for a whole hell of a lot of money. And here's a sealed copy of Fallout 3, and here's a signed copy of Fallout 3, and here's another 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 copy of Fallout 3, and here's a copy of Fallout 3's DLC, and just here's a bobblehead, and a butch, and a fox, and I was just being really, really annoying about it. And he was like, okay, I need to go now. And I was like, okay, bye. and then he took off. And then he like, before he left, he gave me like a 20-minute diatribe about how much he loved filling up 2-liter bottles of water with water and then freezing them. And he was like, oh, I save so much money and I'm not buying ice every day. And then I get to drink them at the end of the day. And that's my little reward. I did not. Marcus in the chat asked if I told him about the show. I didn't tell him about the show. I told a cop about the show once when I got pulled over. Knock on wood that that doesn't happen again. But I told a cop about it because I had a Vault Boy wallet and I took it out. I was like, hey, he's like, oh, I love those games. I'm like, yeah. I was like, do you like podcasts? He's like, yeah, I do, actually. I've been trying to get into more and more. Because, you know, that's what he's doing with my tax dollars, is shooting innocent minorities and listening to podcasts while he's doing it. Probably Joe Rogan. And I was like, yeah, if you like podcasts, there's this Fallout one that I really, really like called Atomic Radio Hour. Check it out. And I was just on my way to work a night shift, and he was like, okay, I will. And I don't know if he ever watched it, but I like to think that there was a cop who went, hey, after he saw it. But I told this guy all about it, and, you know, he admired my plastic dust collectors, my shrine to virginity. I'm rather proud of this. I have a capybara on here for some reason. I just wanted to share that story with you. I love Fallout. Hey, personal time. I'm doing this because I feel like I should do this because if it's affecting me, it's probably affecting somebody else out there, and I feel like I should talk on it. I'm recording this on August 29th, a Thursday in the year 2024, in the year of your Lord. And I'm only recording this on a Thursday because yesterday, a Wednesday, the 28th, I had a tremendous panic attack. And I just, like, it's okay. if you have them, call somebody. I called a friend, and they talked me through it, and I just kind of talked about my day. And that's what helps me the best, is whenever I get a chance to talk about it. If I can talk my way through a panic attack, usually I'm pretty good. I hit a point where I start to repeat myself, and that's when I know it's really bad. I don't fear death, and everyone's always told me that part of a panic attack is that you feel like you're going to die. And I just don't fear death. Like, death is coming for us all. My death is not something I have to deal with, so I don't really care. It's also, like, the only thing that I know that is coming. So I'm just putting this out there because if you are having feelings of anxiety, like, it's okay to feel those things. It depends on what your mental status is, your mind frame, the way you look at things too. That helps you a lot, which I know I'm not like a self-help guru fella, but I'm just saying, like, these are things that I wish someone would have told me. And when I called somebody, they did tell me. I like to think of panic attacks as hot sauce. If anybody here has ever, I probably told this story before, but if anybody here has ever watched Hot Ones, the show where they eat spicy chicken wings and they ask questions, the guy, the host, Sean Evans, said that, like, eating a Carolina Reaper or whatever the hottest pepper is, it sucks right now, and then, like, 10 minutes goes by and you completely forgot that it even happened. And that's what a lot of anxiety is. That's what a lot of mental afflictions are. I can't speak to the things that I don't have, so I'm hesitant to do that exactly. But if you can slow down your thought process or talk to somebody or just get your mind off of it, do box breathing, do that countdown thing where it's like five things I can see, four things I can hear, two things I can taste, three things that I can feel, one thing that I can rub my balls on. See, I couldn't be serious for that amount of time or I would have exploded. I apologize. What I'm getting at is there's coping mechanisms out there. And there's healthy coping mechanisms and there are unhealthy coping mechanisms. What I should have noticed is my eating habits. I am a comfort eater. I am a stress eater. And yesterday, I did not eat very well. Today was a little bit better. I really wanted Pop-Tarts today. Like, really, really, really wanted Pop-Tarts today. But what I'm getting at is it's all right. It's going to stop at some point. And I'm just hoping maybe one of the things that I have said will stick in somebody's mind so then they themselves don't have the same thing, where maybe they'll start a panic attack and they'll remember something I said and they'll feel a little bit better, hopefully. I don't know. That's wishful thinking. I'm just a guy who's loud on the internet. And also, if you're at work, stand up for yourself. They need you more than you need them. Just remember that. Just keep that in the back of your mind. They need you more than you need them, and you deserve respect while at work. Make sure you're being respected at work. Do what you must. Don't let anybody walk over you. Because you're better than that. I believe in you, and I know that you deserve. I barely know you. This is a symbiotic relationship. And, or is that the term? Symbiotic relationship? Parasocial? No, it's a pair, excuse me. It's a parasocial relationship if you've listened to me at all. And I know that you're better than that, and I know that you need to be respected. If you're outside of the US, you might already be getting that. And if you're in the US, I'm sorry that you live in the US. Stand up for yourself. I love you. So I'd like to get into this week's lore, and I'd especially like to get into this week's third segment. Before I can do so, I have to thank some people. On screen right now should be some names that you can see. This is the Patreon supporters. These are them. If you like the show, in the description below, there's a link to the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, where you could be like one of these fine folks here who believe in the show, who like the show and support. There's the $1 tier all the way up to the $10 tier, and the $10 tier, like Marcus here tonight, gets to watch the show live. If you like the show every Wednesday at about 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, be it a Wednesday, maybe a Thursday, depending on how I'm feeling, what's going on in my life, the show will be live and you can watch. And I have to thank some people. So starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you to Marcus, who again is here tonight. Thank you, sir. After that, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog again. Because of these fine folks, the show continues to grow and get bigger and better and stronger week by week. I love you guys. Thank you for the support. Enjoy the rest of the program. So this week, I did what I usually do, and I asked the Discord a poll, and I wanted to do a location from New Vegas. And I didn't know if I wanted to do Novak, because Novak is one of my favorite locations, and I was so surprised that I hadn't done Novak before. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to do the Bison Steve Hotel, because it seems like just a place that you kind of check in and leave. No pun intended there, but I really wanted to talk about these two spots. I could talk about Novak all day, how there's Novak the motel, and then there's like the little town, and then all the other stuff. Nobark Noonan, Boone is there. But I also wanted to talk about the Bison Steve just because it's, you know, again, it's a spot that you show up at and you leave. And it was just the thing that I thought of, you know, here is this also a roller coaster? Like, who put that there? I mean, obviously someone put that there. So if you'd like to hear any lore from the Fallout series, and I mean any lore whatsoever, check out the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon. Link in the description below. There is a poll that I ask once a week. I also put it in the Discord too. There's a poll that I ask once a week. And when I ask that poll, your voice is heard when it is time to choose the lore. And for this week's lore, I bring to you by way of the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, the lore on the Bison Steve Hotel.
Bison Steve, you old shithole.
Now, the Bison Steve Hotel was built sometime before the Great War in 2077, and it is based on the real Buffalo Bill Hotel and Casino, and the Buffalo Bill also has a roller coaster, much like Prim's, fictional Prim's, Bison Steve has the El Diablo. Buffalo Bills has the Desperado. There's a thing that I heard recently that for some reason, Las Vegas has like a ton of roller coasters. And there was a comedian, Helen Hong, who I listened to a podcast she's on called Go Fact Yourself, where she was saying on the podcast about going on a trip with a friend to all of the different roller coasters in Vegas. And it's just one of those things that you would never assume Vegas has is a ton of roller coasters. So there's a real life analog to Buffalo Bill's casino and hotel, and also the Desperado roller coaster, and also Bison Steve's El Diablo wooden rollered coaster. Like I said, it's located in Prim, and it is across the street from the Vicky and Vance Casino. And the Vicky and Vance Casino was a rival to the Bison Steve. When you get to Prim, there is the post office to your right, Vicky and Vance to your left, and in front of that is the Bison Steve. It's the first hotel and casino that you'll see when you enter, and it's completely abandoned, more or less. At one point in time, there was a woman who went by the name Old Laurel, who had fixed it up a bit and started renting out rooms, and a little bit of business had been started. There's also a caravan route that runs through the Long 15 that people would stop at Prim, and they would check things out, they would see things, and they would stay for the night. But sometime before the events of 2281, Old Laurel had left. Before October of 2281, Old Laurel had taken off and just kind of abandoned the place again, and it sat dormant for a while with just the Vicky and Vance Casino across the street for any sort of lodging or gambling or what have you. If you go into the Vicky and Vance, you can ask Prim Slim.
Yeehaw!
This is a Prim Slim Yeehaw! Fan account. Just want to point that out. You can ask Prim Slim.
Yeehaw!
Courier can say, what about the Bison Steve Hotel across the street? And Prim Slim
Yeehaw!
Will say, the Bison Steve is one of Prim's less impressive hotels. I'd steer clear of that place, partner, if I was you. Rumor is the dealers over there cheat, and that rickety roller coaster's liable to fall down any day because it wasn't built to code. God, I love Prim Slim. And if you're familiar with the events of Fallout New Vegas, sometime in around during September of 2281, the NCRCF, the New California Republic Correctional Facility, had a prison break, and a lot of the Powder Gangers, the gang that formed from this event, wound up in Prim, and they killed the sheriff and his wife, and they took Deputy Beagle as the sole hostage. And there's a couple of quests. I'm going to go through the quests real quick in just a second. There's a couple of quests that are kind of formed around these events. Because of this happening, all of Prim's residents were forced into the Vicky and Vance Casino, and they held their ground waiting for the NCR interaction that never really happens because of bureaucracy. But the courier can get involved. Now, the Powder Gangers being there is also a big deal because they've commandeered the caravan route that I brought up earlier, and they are just essentially trying to take this for themselves. There is the option to make Prim into a settlement territory of the New California Republic, but like I said, it depends on which way the courier wants things to play out. Now, two of the quests that you can do in Prim, especially with the Bison Steve Hotel, is My Kind of Town, where you choose who you want to give control of Prim over to. You can make Myers in charge, you can make Prim Slim in charge, you can give it to the NCR, you can give it over to Deputy Beagle. And this kind of is like a weird way to say, like, how do you want the game to go? Do you want it to be Yes Man? Do you want it to be neutral? Do you want it to be NCR? Do you want it to be Legion? It's kind of a foreshadowing for it. It's a neat quest. It's a neat beginner quest that you can do. And also Classic Inspiration, which I think is a classically underrated quest where you go around the Mojave for Michelangelo to take pictures of the signs that are around Vegas. I really like that quest a lot. I think it's a really good like early game quest because it teaches you a lot about the map. Even though you've probably done a significant amount, it teaches you quite a bit. Just a fun fact for you, inside the Vicky and Vance Casino, there is a newspaper that talks about how someone got splattered at the Bison Steve roller coaster. It's a picture. It's a newspaper that was framed because that's their competition. There's also a room at the end of the hall on the second floor that seems to be based on the scene from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. A movie that I just don't understand the hype for. The Bison Steve Hotel is something that you will encounter. Actually, hold on real quick. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'll show it off. I actually have the Fallout New Vegas Collector's Edition. And because of that, I have a Bison Steve $25 chip. Check that out. Can't gamble in the hotel. Can't gamble in the casino. Got the chip right here. This is a vague shade of green. Wouldn't be surprised if the green screen completely destroys it. Isn't that nice? Bison Steve. Any excuse to show off a thing I spent too much money on? I hope you've enjoyed this lore on the Bison Steve. It's just a spot in New Vegas that I've always kind of held a soft spot for. I really, really like just showing up and doing the little thing that you have to do and then getting out. And like I said, there's like a weird foreshadowing in it. I very, very much enjoy this part of the map. I very much enjoy this part of the game. And I very, very much enjoy the fact that you stood with me through it. Because that is this week's lore. Hey, what's up? It's me. This is a little haphazard. I'm messing with the lighting in my room. This might look like a snuff film. And if it does, I apologize. What I have for you next is something very near and dear to my heart. Before there was Fallout, before there was, I don't know what else, a lot else. Before there was pretty much anything that I loved, there was Sonic the Hedgehog. And Sonic, the first Sonic movie, is the reason why Kyle and I started doing a movie review podcast. And yeah, we haven't done it in a while. And I have some that I have to still edit from years ago. But it's a big reason why we started doing that. I've always loved Sonic. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle on the GameCube being my favorite one, the entire series. And this next movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, the trailer is out. I'm going to do a live reaction. This trailer I have not seen. I have seen very few screenshots of it. Apparently there are Chow in it. I've tried to stay I've seen like a shot of Jim Carrey in it. That's it. I've tried to stay as far away from it as possible. But I'm so excited that I'm going to get to share my first experience of it with you. I'll be breaking it down and talking about things. I actually just beat Sonic Adventure 2 for the first time this year because growing up, it didn't matter to me. I didn't want the game to end. I wanted to just continue to play my favorite thing ever, and especially raise Chow in the Chow Gardens. So Without further ado, I'm going to bring to you my live reaction to the Sonic Adventure, or excuse me, Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, the trailer, the third installment, and apparently we get to hear Keanu as a Shadow, and I can't wait to hear him be like, damn, not here. Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? These black creatures make a lot of sense. There's nothing wrong with stealing candy from a baby. That's something I'm totally okay with. I'm so excited to see Edgy Hedgy. I'm so excited to see Shadow. I hope they're not going to do it. But there's been this meme I've been seeing all over the place where he's like, damn, I love Latinas. And I really hope they sneak that in there somewhere. Even if it's just like Shadow like going up to a taco stand and like talking to some Hispanic women, I'll fucking lose my mind. Anyway, let's just get on into this one. Alrighty.
Sonic, you finally found your family.
I haven't seen the Knuckles show yet, but I heard it's really bad. I heard it's bad. I like also up here, Ben Schwartz, Jim Carrey, Keanu Reeves. Like, why are you trying to sell it? It's Sonic. We're going to buy anything. We've been buying the games for years, and they're not good. I really want to see the Knuckles show because I heard it's just not good, and like Knuckles just isn't in an episode. He like shows up, he's like, I'll be back, and then just shows up later.
Your family.
Hold on, let's go back a little bit too. I really want to talk about how Tails looks fantastic. I was a big Tails kid. I don't really know why, but Tails looks great. I like how everyone looks fuzzy, but they don't look like Detective Pikachu fuzzy. Like everyone just looks like.
I know it hasn't always been easy, but you didn't change who you are in here.
Yeah, in my lungs.
Or your heart.
That's how he does it in Sonic Advance.
Or your heart.
I played a lot of... That's exactly how it does it in Sonic Advance. I played a lot of Sonic Advance as a kid. Yo?
There's been a high-level security breach. And we need Team Sonic's immediate assistance. Project Shadow is far beyond anything we've ever encountered. Shadow's story began a lot like your Sonic.
They're gonna riddle this child full of bullets. You are gonna see this innocent little 12-year-old. She's probably like 17, honestly, because that's how Hollywood works. But she's probably very, very young, and they are going to fill... She is gonna get Swiss cheesed. She is gonna be filled with shrapnel. Oh my god. And you are gonna hear the audience go bananas about it from fucking four time zones over.
But where you found family and friends, Shadow found only pain and loss.
All right. Oh, was that? That's Gerald Robot.
We got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find him?
Oh, they're going to play him as an alien? I hope he calls him a faker. I'll be like, you fake hedgehog. Oh.
Start with a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
Much more impressive than the hedgehog I fought previously.
Dude, I'm standing right here.
You're a colorful bunch.
He doesn't sound awful. He doesn't sound awful as Shadow. That's not half bad. That's not half bad at all. I hope he curses in this one. I hope he gets a gun. I hope he brandishes the nine.
You're a colorful bunch.
We don't want to fight you.
Actually, Sonic, I would like to fight.
No.
I gotta watch that. Yo!
My turn. Can we just talk about this?
This looks good. He's too powerful.
Fuck, he did a little skatey skate. He did a little skatey skate like he does in the game.
Well, we're gonna go back and watch it again.
Oh, it looks so good. Look at him go. Oh my god. This is, man, just kicked on his face. Why is he part of Gun? Why is the Donut Man part of Gun?
Sonic! I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need you-know-who.
This is a bad idea.
When has that ever stopped me?
Doctor. We have visitors.
This is sad, Robotnik. Even for you.
We...
Jim Carrey's last films are gonna be these. Jim Carrey's last films are going to be, like, this is going to be the last thing he does. Like, one of the last things.
Need your help.
He's, like, moving out of Hollywood. He's done. He's, like, he said multiple times he's retired.
Oh. On one condition.
What?
He was a weaker part. Jim Carrey was a weaker part in the second movie. The movie really, he just kind of felt like he was there. He flossed at a point, which wasn't necessary, but whatever. It's a kid's movie.
Know this! If I can't rule the world, I might as well save it.
Oh, is he actually fat, though?
I need room.
But, sir, I don't have the proper materials.
No.
Found some.
Show me the...
When we're done, there won't be anything left.
Hey, no, he's got the motorcycle. He's got the motorcycle. Dude, oh, that's crazy. He can turn into a ball. He can run as fast as... Sonic is the least impressive character in the Sonic universe. Sonic can run super fast, but, like, everybody else can pretty much match his speed. Like, and Knuckles can glide, Tails can fly, Knuckles is super strong, Tails is super smart. Amy can run as fast, maybe a little bit slower, and has a big hammer. Shadow can just do whatever the fuck Sonic is doing, plus he has chaos control. Rouge the Bat's got big titties. Like, everyone is cooler than Sonic. Why does Shadow need a motorcycle? Why does he? I mean, he needs a gun. He needs a gun. If anybody needs a gun, it's Shadow. Wait, hold on. That was it. I want to see it. Oh, I want to see it. Oh, look. They're everywhere. It says the Chow Garden, dude. That's crazy. And that font, too. Look at the Chow in the background. That's Knights. Wow.
What did you do?
What I had to.
They did the Akira slide. They did the Akira slide. They got Shadow the fucking Hedgehog doing the Akira slide. They got Shadow doing the Akira slide. That's crazy. I want to know where this is, because it's supposed to be in San Francisco, but it's not. Oh, Hong Kong, maybe? Tokyo, maybe? Definitely those 80s.
Welcome home, my boy.
It's impossible.
Is it?
It couldn't be.
Couldn't it?
Are
you? In the saggy flesh.
Wow. Okay, we're just gonna start over. Okay. All right. I'm excited for that. I mean, it's... What trailer is that? Let me just double check. That's the official trailer, 2024 movie from Paramount Pictures with 8.4 million views. It's not anything I didn't already expect. I expected it to be a lot of fanfare. They know what this is. Ben Schwartz has said that he doesn't... We know Sonic isn't high art. Sonic was to compete with Mario and kind of always fell by the wayside and then had an ironic fandom and is now kind of back to something a little more serious and there's a genuine love. I love Shadow the Hedgehog. That game is awful, but it's funny. I love Sonic Adventure 2. It's not a good game, but it's one of my favorites. Like I said earlier, I just beat it for the first time ever. Like ever. And it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. I want to hear more of Keanu as Shadow.
I'm used to Shadow being down here. More of a bassy register. Real breathy, too. Ah, I need to find that damned Forest Chaos Emerald.
Fucking.
Damn, not here. Damn, not here. Damn, not here. Damn, not here.
Like, I need to hear that once. I need to hear damn, not here one time, and I'll be happy. I'm excited for this. I feel like I can't really add any more commentary other than I'm excited for this, because we weren't really given much other than it is going to be pretty much what Sonic Adventure 2 is, which, great. I hope if there is an after credit scene, it brings in Chaos or... the last monster that's at the end of Sonic Adventure 2 before you do what is he called? The Bio Lizard. I think the Bio Lizard, my friend actually pointed out to me, the Bio Lizard most likely is going to be Chaos. And I think that makes perfect sense, especially if we have Chow being referenced in this. Bring out the Bio Lizard. Bring out the Chow. Bring out Takala. Like, or not Takala, what's her name? Oh God, I've been up for like 72 hours almost. Well, not really, but it feels like it. I haven't gotten proper sleep in about a week and a half, but it feels like I've been up for 3 days straight. Anyway, if you're going to bring out the echidnas, I'm assuming we're going to hear more about Sonic's backstory because of the scene with Owl Woman at the beginning, like little painting that he does that Donut Man is talking about. I don't know his name. I do not know his human's name. I just know him as Donut Lord. They're going to do Chaos. And I don't know if they're going to do a fourth movie. Maybe they'll leave it on a cliffhanger. Maybe they'll do that Chaos really is the Biolizard and that Gerald Robotnik is working on that and what have you. It's exciting. I don't know if I'll be able to see this one with Kyle. I saw the first one with Papa, then the world shut down. And then I saw the second one shortly after I had moved to Colorado. And now that I'm in Colorado, maybe I'll see it. Who knows? I really would like to see it with Kyle. I mean, I'm going to see it regardless. Not like, oh, maybe we'll see it. No, I'd like to see it with Kyle, even if we've both already seen it. I'd like to go with him and kind of close the loop. I'm really looking forward to that. Thanks for letting me like kind of react and fanboy to that. That was a lot of fun. I'm very, very excited for this flick. Thank you. That's pretty much the episode. I pretty much go into the outro after this. I love you. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to me fucking fanboy like a child and just let my inner 6 or 7 year old on Christmas just be happy again for a moment. I love you. And I'll be seeing you very soon in the outro and next episode. So bye. Love you. Sorry, bye. I'm going to go. Wasn't that crazy? That little clip of me watching Sonic. Wasn't that really cool? That was filmed at a later date, but I bet it's tight. I bet it's real. I mean, like, I heard Chower in it, or at least referenced, and one of them looks like Cheese the Chow, and that made me really excited, because I loved Chow as a kid. Thanks for showing up. The intro song is by the one and only Shane Ivers. You can get it at SilvermanSounds.com/freemusic. The song is called Feather Duster, but you can't just get Feather Duster. You can get all of Shane Ivers' heaters over on that side of the internet. In the description below, there is a link to the Patreon. Check out the Patreon if you enjoy the show. There's also links to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. While you're down there, check out the Redbubble. Check out a bunch of the other fun links. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share this with a friend. I'm really trying to hit 1,000 subs by the end of the year, and I would love to do that while I am away in November. It'd be fantastic. I love you guys, and I'll be seeing you very, very soon. I love you. Be safe. Talk to your friends about your problems because they love you and care about you. And I love you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.